Hey, this is Michael Wilmot with Microsoft. Today, I want to cover down on a topic that is key to SQL Server 2016. There are a lot of new features in SQL Server 2016. I'm not really going to cover down on any of them except for one main one, which is encryption. So I have this slide deck here. I'm going to go down to our security area, and in that security area, there's something up here on the right called Always Encrypted. And I'm going to start my slide deck from that always encrypted area. So let's look at always encrypted. We've got a SQL Server database over here on the right side. What we want to do is use an ADO.NET library to encrypt or ciphertext the Social Security number on that. And what we initially have is a table with a plain text SSN. That SSN gets passed to the ADO.NET library. By doing so, it gets ciphertexted on the database side and forevermore becomes something that is obfuscated on the server. When a result set is passed back from that server, we get the first name of the person in question, but that first name is based on this 07FF654AE6D ciphertext that was generated from the Social Security number that was 198330987. That gets returned back to the end user, but that name Jim Gray was fetched based on the ciphertexted value that the ADO.NET library encrypted and sent over to the database. Now, there's two ways to do encryption. There's randomized, and the cool thing about randomized is that every time you send a value over like John Doe, you get a different encryption value. The downside of that is that you can't do any operations on it, like a where clause, for instance. Now, deterministic encryption means that that Social Security number, the 123456789, is always going to get encrypted the same way so that you can do things like where clauses, joins, things like that. So, depending if you want to be super encrypted and super secret and super secure, you do randomize, but unfortunately, there's no way to have repeatable values. The only thing about having deterministic is that the ciphertext will look the same for every value that is the same. Not probably a big deal, but a hacker could, if they got a hold of the data, could see patterns in the data that shows how often that encryption value is used. Now, if you think about always encrypted and you look at the columns that we have in always encrypted, when we create our DDL, we use this encrypted with keyword and then use encrypted type, deterministic, or randomized. In our case, we've got a table that's leveraging both deterministic and randomized in the same table for two different values. One thing is Social Security number, one is birth date. The nice thing about SQL Server 2016 is you can leverage things like data masking if you wanted on things like Social Security number. It's a bit hard to see down here, but on your connection string, you want to do leverage this column encryption setting equals enabled in your connection string, as well as when you look at the data in Profiler, you can see down here that the data that you're pulling back is all in a ciphertext. So even though you're saying select first name, last name from visits, join patients, on patient ID where SSN equals, and then you're passing a parameter, that parameter here is all ciphertexted. So that's kind of the cool thing about always encrypted. Now we have low row level security, but I'm not going to get into that today. I do want to look at a quick demo here. Excuse me, and we're going to add a few records to our database and then print those out. What we'll see is that if we add a new patient, let me go to that method really quickly. That add method is an insert into the table, and we're adding the Social Security number in plain text. And then we're going to, after that point, we're going to go ahead and print that value out in this file. Find and print patient. Let's go to that one. And the find and print is going to do something like take a Social Security number and print that thing out. So we'll do a select where SSN is the SSN. Now, the thing is, from the client side, all of that data is going to be in plain text. But when we're on the server side, it's all going to be an encrypted value. If I search on the word encrypt, let's just scan through our code here. The first thing we'll do is we're going to pass in a server name and a database name as parameters in this code. And we'll look at our connection string here as well too. And we're setting the encryption equal to enabled in our connection string. Now, let's go ahead and look at our app config. If let's open this thing up, nothing super special about that. Let's go to our actual application though, and we're passing in the name of the database, here and the server here. Let's go ahead and run through this thing. I'm gonna hit run. What we've done here is we've added a new patient, we've printed the information, and then we're closing the connection. What we'll see is if we open the database and we select from our patients table, we'll see that we've got our ciphertexted values here in the database. So the data is obfuscated from the end user, but if we look at our application here, it's all the way that we wanted to see it, where it's decrypted on the client side. So again, what you're saying is that the data on the server is encrypted, the data on the client is not encrypted, which is what we're wanting. And hopefully this has been helpful in terms of understanding encryption a little bit more. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. I am Mike, WILM, at Microsoft.com. And hopefully you've enjoyed this quick presentation today. Thanks a lot. Take care.